Welcome to Another Day Above Ground, a show for, by, and about baby boomers. It's the podcast for people who have no idea how to download a podcast. And now, here's your host, Dale Irvin.
Well, welcome, baby boomers everywhere. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood because it's another day above ground. This is the podcast that's designed for you. It's all about boomers, it's by boomers, and it's only 30 minutes long, so you don't have to worry about getting up and going to the bathroom. Just go before you listen. I'm Dale Irvin. It takes three of us to put on this show of in this cutting-edge comedy. First of all, let me introduce from Indiana, the Aristotle of comedy, Mr. Tim Slagle.
Hey, it's a cold day in Chicagoland. In fact, it's so cold, I saw the governor stick to a campaign promise.
I didn't see that twist coming. I was expecting, I saw the governor with his hands in his own pockets, is what I was expecting. And also joining us from the Mile High City of Denver, Colorado, a woman who has sold more clothing on the Home Shopping Network than any of the Kardashians combined have in their closets, Carolyn Strauss.
Hey. Hey, everybody. It is the middle of January, and I got nothing. The holidays are over. I got nothing.
Well, that's a good intro. You've had a week to think about it, and you got nothing. You got a future in politics, young lady. All right. We got a special show for you today. We are continuing in our tradition, I guess it is now, of bringing top business people onto the show. People who are baby boomers, and they've had businesses or have businesses. They know what to do, and they're here to give us some information on what do we do now that we're old. And our special guest today is from comes to was from Nashville, Tennessee. Damn, sorry about those Titans. He is a best-selling author, an entrepreneur. He's owned a restaurant. He's produced a movie, and he joins us today to tell us what happens in the second part of a boomer's life. It's Mr. Joe Calloway. Welcome, Joe. Can you hear me,
Glad Joe? To be here. But, you know, you said you had a special show today. I listened to your last show. You said you had a special show. It was Wing It.
this is a super special
show.
So
we'll see if it's special or not, my friend.
Well, before we start with you, Joe, we got a story in the news that we just have to cover. This came up in the news this week. We're going to put it under our category of news you can use because it's what baby boomers need to watch out for if they happen to be traveling to Japan. Because a lot of times when you're in a foreign country, you go, I need some kind of familiar food. And you go into McDonald's, where the McDonald's in Japan has a new dessert, which is called Otona no Krimpai, which anyhow, it translates to adult cream pie in English. And first of all, kids, if you're listening to, do not Google that. Do not Google the phrase adult cream pie. And it you know, they even one company even sent somebody over there to see what it tastes like. And how would you like to be stopped at the airport? Why are you coming into the country? I'm here to taste a cream pie. I'm sorry, I'm just making myself laugh today.
Is it just, you know, is it just a cream pie? I understand that the alliteration there, the turn of the phrase is amusing.
It's not
to
a
you,
pie.
Dale.
It's kind of like their apple pie. You know, it looks it's yeah. Fried like an apple pie, but there's a cream. I hope from a cow or a similar animal inside, whipped up into a creamy filling. Uh-huh. And so it's shaped like one of those hot apple pies. And if we've seen the movie American Pie, you know why people are getting confused.
Okay.
I love the idea of an adult cream pie that you can just buy and eat. There's no work to it. It's fantastic.
Joe, I don't have any comments on this as a renowned businessman.
Yeah, a couple of things come to mind. One is, let's say you've been to the movie with your date and say, well, let's go by McDonald's and have a snack, and you're looking at the menu. How can you not say, I'm really in the mood for a cream pie?
If I had a dime for every time I heard that.
I did a little research on this, by the way, after I heard about this story earlier from you, Dale, and I went to some other fast food advertising, and I borrowed three slogans from other chains. Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
Adult cream pie, always fresh, never frozen. Adult cream pie, we don't make it until you order it. And finally, adult cream pie, fake outside the bun. My work is done. Thanks, folks.
And of course, it takes two hands to handle an adult cream pie. Yeah,
that's another one. That's fun.
But enough levity, or we like to have as much levity in this program as we can. But Joe, we asked you to come on here because you are a baby boomer. You are a very, very successful speaker until you decided you wanted to step away, which is a luxury, that you can't explain if you haven't done it. And last week we had Larry Wingan on, who is a good friend of ours, and he said that baby boomers are not relevant anymore. Nobody cares what we think. Nobody asks us for advice. What do you think about that?
Well, I think in our business, whether it's speaking or comedy or whatever, or any other business, that you have to create value, whether that's the place is falling off their chairs laughing, or in my case, a week ago last Friday, I was in California working with the leadership of a company. And if I had been giving them ideas that worked 10 years ago, but didn't work now, that's irrelevant. And, gotcha. And they wouldn't have paid me. And so, in business, if you're not relevant, you're out of business. So, I think there's tons of boomers that are relevant. It's funny. I was at a social gathering, a dinner party. God, this was a couple of years ago. And a woman was talking about her 22-year-old college student daughter, and she said, I'll never forget, she said, listen, I hate to break it to you, but my daughter and her friends, they do not think we're cool.
Of course
they don't. Why would they? But the thing is, I don't care if they think we're cool. I don't want to be cool to them. I think what's sad, and I think what Larry is getting to when Larry says you shouldn't try to be relevant, I agree to the extent that I shouldn't try to act like I'm 25 because it'll just make me look stupid and I'll come off as an even bigger idiot than acting like I'm 67.
When Joe Biden says, when you're sitting around the record player at night, you mean that kind of relevance? Oh,
grabbing a snack from the icebox.
Yes.
Bernie Sanders says, what's that? It's like a Victrola.
So anyway, in business, you have to be relevant. It's not a choice or you're out of business.
I would think, though, that our generation kind of epidemic in our generation is that we're the ones who said, well, 30 is the new 20, and then 40 is the new 20, and then 50. We just kept changing. No, it's 70 is 70. I'm sorry, boomers.
70 is the new dead.
That's kind of a hot button of mine. When I was talking with some people the other day, and they decided to go around the group and say, okay, and these were all boomers. And the question was, but how old do you feel up here? How do you feel? And they were saying like, well, I feel like I'm 25. And another one was like, well, I feel like I'm 30. And they came to me and I said, I feel like I'm 67. No, oh, don't. I said, yeah, I do. I feel the way I feel. I'm 67. Therefore, I feel like I'm 67. And I know 67. I've got buddies that are more fun than a barrel of monkeys. And I've got buddies my age that are dead and don't know it yet. But I don't at all feel. Here's the thing. All these boomers say, oh, well, I still feel like, in my mind, I feel like I'm 25. And then they go, hey, now, you had double hip replacement surgery, right? For me, and then it's like, now, what kind of salve was it that you got? And it's like, no, you don't feel like you're 25. You feel like you're 67. Live with it.
You just,
and by the way, phrases like a barrel of monkeys are what keep you right, relevant, and hip. I'm right there with you, Joe.
Relevant, I have a friend who actually has a barrel of monkeys. And man, that is a lot of fun.
Those monkeys can turn on you, though, my friend.
Oh, yeah. Poo flingers in a second. Absolutely. But so, yeah, so we should feel, you know, think as old as we are. I wish I could think as old as I am, but I can't remember so much that the 70s are a big blur to me.
No, I think it's all relative, right? Because when I was in my 20s and my grandmother was in her 70s, that seemed really old. Now that my friends are 70, they seem young to me. But you know what I mean? It's all the differential, right? Between 30 and 70 and 60 and 70.
Yeah.
I think that's, sure. It's all perspective, I think, is what
sure,
we're talking
sure,
about.
Sure, sure, sure. But 20-year-olds don't look at a 70 and go, boy, that's a very young 70-year-old.
Right.
That's that would be the new 50-year-old that I'm looking at right there.
But on that topic, they released, I saw pictures today of Christie Brinkley, who is 70 or 65. 65.
Have you seen Grace and Frankie? Have you seen Jane Fonda? I was just watching the new season of Grace and Frankie. She's 80. First of all, I want what she's having. I want her doctor's number immediately, if not sooner. And she's 80 and she looks absolutely stunning.
You know, it's all genetic, I think. I have no other. I say that to anything. I don't know the answer.
Yep,
to.
Yep. Genetic, you want a plastic surgeon? You want a plastic surgeon with good genes. That's what.
Or preferably a nice suit, but you know.
And I think your conversations tend to change too when you're a boomer. Dale, when you and I were on the phone 45 minutes ago, we ended the conversation by you and saying something, and I said, "What?" And you said, "Nothing." in our house, between Annette and me, the most common word by a multiple of 1,000 is what?
Exactly. What'd you say?
Yeah. Well, actually, the funny part for me is that I'm trying to tell Dale, I'm saying, Dale, I got Joe Calloway on the Skype, and he keeps saying, shush, 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 I'm talking to Joe.
No, I heard that. And Annette will say, she'll say, Joe, take out the dog. And in the next room, I'll say, the sink is clogged. And she'll say, no, the dog. And I'll say, well, how did the dog clog the sink? What?
What do you mean you want to play the sax? No, that's not what I said. Now, you think that boomers, however, and this goes against the very core of our show because we have a segment called Get Off My Lawn, and you think boomers should be nice to millennials. Is that right, Joe?
No, I just think boomers should quit being pissed off bitter old people as much as they are. To me, the biggest snowflake in the world is a boomer screaming, get off my lawn. It's like, good God. But, my perspective is I'm involved with two companies, and I'm the only person that's not a millennial, and I like them. They're fun. They're the hardest working, smartest people I've ever been associated with. And I like them. Plus, I'm 67 and I've got an 18-year-old daughter and a 14-year-old daughter. So I hang out with Generation Z all the time. And I really like them. They're smart. They're polite. They work hard. They're competitive. And there's just a lot of bitter old people. But this is timeless. Every old generation every old generation screams at the younger generation.
And every younger generation thinks they're smarter than the older generation. It's what makes teenagers insufferable and communism seem viable.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and it's what makes me, when something's going on with my computer, call my 14-year-old, because she understands what to do with it and I don't.
Yeah, and that's scary, because, you know, pretty soon they're going to manage, you know, we're just going to be in the home, and there, you know, people come in once a day and push a couple of buttons and food comes down the chute, and I don't want that. I don't want to go to a home.
Isn't that called Grubhub? Can't you just push a couple of buttons and get food and it just shows up? I mean, we already have that.
It's not intravenous, though.
No.
It's going to be an easy transition for us to get into Meals on Wheels, I think.
Exactly. Grubhub, Meals on Wheels.
The world loves it.
Going back to the 60s when the car hop used to wear roller skates and bring it out. Those were Meals on Wheels, too. Not all of these are meant to be funny. Some are
just that's good.
Some are just a personal reflection from me.
Do you remember? I don't actually remember car hops on roller skates. Did you ever go to a place where there were car hops on roller skates? I mean, back then?
No, but I saw the movie.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's what I mean. I think it was a little Hollywood.
American Graffiti, I think.
Yeah,
it was
a Hollywood thing. But I think I do believe that that because of that that you can go to a drive-in now and get a car hop on roller skates.
Wow, I saw one with a walker, and I didn't want to ask. You know?
No, Dale, that was a flight attendant.
I was on that flight a couple of weeks ago. Honestly.
That reminds me, Tim, of a joke we thought of last week we were going to put in this time, and that's you're showing all these pictures of the Harvey Weinstein trial, and the guy has just, you know, he's up to like three or four walkers now, just to show how feeble he is. And Tim had a great comparison, Tim.
Yeah, he had to use a walker because the Kennedys wouldn't let him use their neck brace.
Yet again, only a joke that a boomer would understand.
Or the blue circle. They won't let them have the blue circle either. I have lost track of time, so hopefully one of you guys knows how long we've been going, because the
17
minutes.
Oh, yeah. We got plenty of time then. And which bring me to the next thing, Joe. What do you think is the best thing about being 67?
Oh, just not giving a damn anymore. listen, honestly, somebody actually asked me, I loved it. She didn't say, what's the best thing about getting older? She said, what's the best thing about getting old? She left the edge right on there. And I said, the first thing that popped into my head, and I'll stick with it, is I've started saying no to all sorts of stuff that I don't want to do. Like, hey, we're invited to a party. Nah, I don't want to go. Why don't we get together? Why don't we get together for lunch? No, I don't want to do that. And the other thing is, I think this is true for a lot of people. You just stop being so concerned about what other people think. You just get to the point where it's like, I don't care what you think. I'm gonna do what I want to do. And if you don't like it, it doesn't make me angry, because I don't care. I just don't care. And I think that is a hugely liberating thing. To start to say no to the things you don't want to do, because that then opens up the space for the things you do want to do, which for me now is to go to Japan.
Ah, my wife has been saying no to things she didn't want to do for years. So I'll go to Japan with you.
I find that it's very rare that I look in a full length mirror anymore. I used to be, geez, do I look all right to go to the store? Now it's, does it really matter?
Tim, do you look in any mirror? I mean, seriously, look at you.
Am I open best for Walmart?
I don't know. It doesn't matter. At this point, it really doesn't matter. It's maybe, you know, if I put a lot of effort into it, I can look marginally better, but I'm just still going to look like an old guy. So I might as well look like a crazy old guy.
But you know what? And I totally agree with that, Tim. And don't you think that if you do go to a party, so much stress is gone? Because it used to be, it's like, how do I look? Do I look okay? Yeah. And now it's just like, I don't care.
Yeah.
Now you go to a party and you say, yes, that was me who farted.
Yeah. It's you know, I remember when I was a kid, I might have mentioned this on the show before, when I was a kid, the most embarrassing thing that could happen to you was if you left your fly down. It's, I mean, everyone made fun of you, they pointed, they laughed, it was just humiliating. Now, you know, it's I might be eating dinner and I'll look down and I'll go, oh, has that been open all day?
Am I supposed to be doing something else?
I noticed a lot of comfortable breezes earlier in the afternoon.
Well, yeah, and then you look down below your fly on the leg and say, whoa, has that been there all day?
That's why sweatpants are the answer, my friends.
Oh, my God. We need another woman on this podcast. I am feeling so left out. Yes, as a female boomer and, you know, being the youngest of the boomers. And, Joe, I have to throw that in every couple shows because, you know, it's a
just
thing.
Just to remind them.
Exactly. But, yes, I can definitely say no to stuff I don't want to do anymore. That I definitely do. But I'm wondering if women in their 60s and 70s like me still do care what we look like and still do care what people think. What do you think, Joe, of the female, your female friends? What do you think they still care? Do you think it's different for women than it is for men?
Yes. Yeah, I
Good.
Do.
Thank you.
In my house, it's all girls all the time. The Annette, my wife, who's a little bit younger than me, and then the two girls. Yeah, I do think it's different. It's just a societal thing, and
it's because youth is cherished by women more than men. I think it's men get, you know, and it's just horrible. You know, in Hollywood, it's the same thing. It's men get character lines, women look old.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, now that that's out.
except, okay, so the Screen Actors Awards were this past weekend, right? Did you see the SAG Awards? Well, the SAG Awards, which nobody there is sagging. I mean, Jennifer Aniston just turned 50, I think. And she looked ridiculously beautiful. Yeah. I'm wondering who her surgeon is, because in that dress, nobody's.
Or I would bet you, when she takes the dress off, she sags.
You think?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of tape and putty and all kinds of shitty lifters. All kinds of stuff behind the scenes, as it were. You know? But Jennifer Aniston, the most thing I noticed about her dress was she wasn't wearing any bra. And that was kind of... I don't think anybody in the audience was.
It's somebody once pointed out it was actually a gay friend of mine. He was talking about Sean Connery, and he said, you know, from the neck up, he's gorgeous. But could you imagine what he looks like underneath that tuxedo? He probably looks every bit his age under that tuxedo.
Yeah, with women, you don't have to imagine it. I mean, wow. It's right through the dress. And then Brad Pitt, oh my God, has he gotten better looking? It's not fair. He's 50 and, oh, right, Joe? I mean, oh my God.
Well, yeah, you know. He's pretty fit, I'll have to say. Oof.
But on the other hand, there's a lot of producers and agents in Hollywood who are the same age and look like hell. So, you know, it depends on which side of the camera you're on.
Hey, after my Tennessee Titans lost yesterday, our friend Wingate sent me an email, and it said, sorry, Joe. And it was a photograph of two old chimpanzees hugging each other. and I wrote him back, and I said, chimp tit to chimp tit. Perfect.
And I'm sorry about that loss, Joe, but at least now we know who's going to be in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's going to be a good game.
It should be good. I mean, callers are calling in right now. It's ringing off the hook. But one more thing, and that is Joe produced a movie. This was back in the 90s. produced a movie called Existo, still available, I believe, in Amazon. I don't want any.
Go away.
Go away.
People call all day.
That's most my phone all day long.
Oh, yeah. But the Existo was, I went to the world premiere of it and stayed awake through a lot of it because I'd been
in L.A.
In L.A., yeah.
At the L.A. Film Festival. Yeah, I didn't produce it. I very foolishly wrote a check.
But isn't that what a producer does? Is right.
Well, yeah, kind of. A producer can be in it. But I was listed in the credits as a, and thank you to. I wasn't officially a producer.
So is it on Netflix? Is it on Amazon? Where can we find it, Joe?
You can find it on a DVD in my attic.
Hey, if you want to upload it to our Another Day Above Ground YouTube channel, we'll be happy to show it to people.
This is, I highly recommend, now that Illinois has legal recreational marijuana, I suggest a big bowlful and this movie. Because then it'll all make sense.
That's the way to watch it. I'm not even going to begin to tell you what it's about.
No, you can't. You can't.
No, you
anyhow.
Can't.
I invest. You should get. It actually should. You should have a cover on that, and it should say, "I invested tens of thousands of dollars into this, and all I got was this lousy DVD."
Exactly. Exactly.
At least you got a DVD. What have we gotten from our other investment? Joe and I invested in Law Talk. We had John on the show, and it's an investment. So
I was all excited because for my investment, I saw that I got 200,000 shares. And then I found out that Dale has 17.5 million shares. What?
All right. So maybe we should change the topic on how to take our investments and make them viable. That should be another show, Joe. We want
That's
you to come back for
next
that
week,
one.
Actually, we've got our financial advisor coming on next week. So that will be good. Before we go, Joe, one last bit of advice to baby boomers everywhere. What do we need to stay happy, to stay relevant, to if we want to stay successful? What's the key?
Boy.
Besides have children. Way beyond when we should have, no offense.
Yeah, we had our own grandchildren. When I go to the grocery store with Kate, people will come up and use, it's always a female, and a woman will put her hand on my shoulder and say, I've just got to tell you, your granddaughter. And I say, well, actually, that's my daughter. And then the reaction is either, that's fantastic, or what the hell were you thinking?
I do that now when I take my granddaughter out. People say, oh, your granddaughter is so beautiful. I say, no, that's my daughter.
So, yeah, my advice, get busy. Have some kids. That's my advice for boomers.
There you go, my friends. You were wondering what to do this afternoon, whether you're going to binge watch Netflix or go have babies. And in the advice of our very esteemed guest, Mr. Joe Calloway, go have babies. Joe, can I give your website out if people want to learn any more about you?
No.
All right. That's what Google's invented for. So
it's joecalloway.com, but I've kind of hung up the shingle, so not doing a whole lot in what I used to do anymore.
Well, you can see pictures of what Joe used to look like, so go on there, just like all of our websites.
Oh.
Anyhow, that wraps it up for another week of wackiness here on Another Day Above Ground. We ask you all to please, if you get this on Podbean, please follow us on there. Or if you get it from our website, please leave us some message and let us know things you would like us to discuss. Or if you want to be on the show, because, you know, you never know. We may get desperate. So that website is anotherdayaboveground, all one word, .com. That being said, Tim, any final words?
No, just check out my website, timslegel.com.
And Tim's other podcast,
Rule of Three with Bent Washburn and Tim Slegel. And it's actually, it's our cruise special. The next weeks are going to be from the cruise ship.
Excellent. Nice. Excellent. And Carolyn, how about you?
Yeah, no, I'm actually heading to Massachusetts to work with a group of scientists and medical doctors. The people that I'm working with that I'm training on presentation skills next week have PhDs and MDs. So I love being in a room with people who are way smarter than I am. So that'll be fun, and I'll share with you how it went when I talk to you guys next week.
Usually when you're in a room full of doctors, aren't you shopping?
I didn't say I wasn't.
Last time you brought us a doctor. No, it was a waiter and to have on the show. If you would like some more chuckles, please go to daleurban.com. You can sign up for free for the Friday Funnies. Joe, thank you so much for being our guest.
My pleasure.
We've tried doing this alone, and it just stinks. And so we really, high-profile people like you and Wing It, and if you know of any other high-profile people, please encourage them to be on this show. That being said, my friends, go out and enjoy the day, because after all, it is another day above ground.
And that's it for another day above ground. For Dale, Tim, and Carolyn, I'm Farad Muhammad. Thanks for listening.